When Jean asked me to speak today in preparation for Consecration Sunday, I started thinking about all the reasons that I love Grace. It's a privilege to worship in this beautiful space, hear good sermons, and listen to the music here. I love that there's opportunities for reaching out to the poor. And I guess most of all, I love the feeling of community here. So I'm so grateful for all of these things, but today I'd like to tell you about a very different church. In 1890, the Presbyterians built a church on the corner of Southwest First and Gibbs in Portland's Lair Hill neighborhood. It was a pretty church, not as elegant and grand as this church, of course, but it was very pleasing to the eye. It had a cathedral ceiling and arched windows with pieces of leaded colored glass. And the window ledges were really wide, so they were great for candles or greens or flowers, whatever the occasion. There was a natural wood wainscoting that went all the way around the sanctuary about 4 feet up, and a balcony hung over the rear. It was nice. At some point in its history, and I couldn't tell you when, the Union Gospel Mission bought the church, and it became known as Friendly Chapel. In the late 60s, the Lair Hill neighborhood became Portland's hippie district. The psychedelic supermarket opened just down the street from Friendly Chapel, where you could buy anything you needed for smoking pot, except the pot itself. For that, you had to carefully go to Lair Hill Park. During that time, Willard, the pastor of Friendly Chapel, began to reach out to the young people in the neighborhood. He invited them to come to church and even offered to officiate at weddings. And unlike many pastors of the day, he didn't care if the young people were already living together. In 1970, a Christian coffee house opened up in the basement, and along with the music, homemade bread and other treats were served. So it soon became a neighborhood hangout. And after a time, the young people who came on Saturday night began to find their way into the sanctuary on Sunday mornings. And soon the hippies outnumbered the original congregation. Unfortunately, except for a few of those members, the original members were not comfortable with the situation and left. So the Union Gospel Mission then offered to rent the church to Willard and his new congregation, but they wanted their name back. So Friendly Chapel became the Prince of Peace, a congregation full of young and zealous members. Bible studies sprang up, and the new Christians earnestly looked into the scriptures to find a path of life. Sometimes there were heated discussions about the meaning of a parable and how you should apply it. But other things, like loving your neighbor, of course, seem pretty obvious. Another point that also seemed black and white to everyone was tithing. That is, literally giving 10% of your income to the church and God. So people began to tithe. Now, I can't tell you for certain that everybody gave 10% of their income to the church, but I know that the pastor gave $20 out of his $200 weekly salary, and many other people followed suit. There were no pledge cards or anything that even resembled Consecration Sunday, just an occasional sermon about tithing. Annual donations from regular attending members range from about $250 a year, upwards of $2,000. And adjusted for inflation, that would be about $1,200 to $9,500 today. Now, it would be easy for someone here to say, well, yeah, but you can't really compare those numbers. And you know, housing prices have soared, especially in Portland, and a lot of expenses, such as medical costs, have skyrocketed past the rate of inflation. But these were not affluent people. They were in their 20s, and a lot of the couples now had young children. No one drove a new or even newer car. People cut firewood to heat their homes. Women got together to can, freeze, and dry fruits and vegetables for the winter. They gave even though they were struggling. So I'd like to be able to tell you that they all became very rich, that they started Fortune 500 companies or became CEOs of large corporations. But you know, nobody was expecting that. Contrary to what some preachers might tell you today, giving to God is not a quid pro quo. We do it because we're supposed to, and hopefully because we want to. However, most of these young people did become homeowners and find good jobs, and some started pretty successful businesses. It was a time of transition from counterculture to mainstream America, from poverty level to middle class. And during this time of transition, these young people gave to their church, and they gave generously.